We're doing Chavetz Chaim, we're up to the 10th chapter. Bichlal ze yivar k'tzat pratim min lashon hara shebin adam l'chavero. In this chapter, we will discuss some details about lashon hara between man and his fellow man. Da'inu im echad gazal l'chavero ha'ashak v'chayotze baze. What happens if someone stole, or a person withheld wages, or echad gazal oto, ha'ashak oto, or ha'ashako, chirfo, or someone stole from him personally, or withheld his wages, or cursed him out. There's often mutar legalot davar zeh le'anashim. Under what circumstances is one permitted to reveal this to others? And we will have 17 paragraphs in this chapter. Im echad ra adam she'asav la lechaverot. Someone witnessed. He saw a person who did something that was unfair to his friend. Kigon shegzalo. You saw someone pickpocket someone else. You saw someone walk in and grab something. You're sitting in your room, and Shmero walks in and grabs a donut. So your roommate says, "That's mine." And he goes, "Yes, and it's going to be delicious." So now you're standing there, and you just witnessed Shmero steal. Or you witnessed how your friend was painting, and when the end of the day came, his employer just didn't pay. And he said, "You know, you're supposed to pay." And he says, "Yeah, I'll get to it." So you witnessed how Shmerel withheld wages. Oh, he's Ziko. Or you saw Shmerel walk by and harm his fellow man. Doesn't matter if the person who was harmed is aware of the harm or not. Or you saw Shmerel embarrass someone or pain someone. Maybe you saw him say something hurtful. You know clearly that he never repaid the theft. Or he never repaid the damages. Or he never apologized for hurting him. Even if he saw it alone, he's not a set of witnesses. There are 7 details that permit you to tell over the story when it will help the person who was harmed, or it will help the other people not to learn from his behavior. So then if you have 7 details, which we will learn in the coming week, Be'ezrat Hashem, then it is permissible for you to tell it over. But you have to have those 7 details, as we will see. Number 1, you have to be witness yourself so that you know it's true. Number 2 is that you shouldn't be so quick to decide which side was right and wrong. Make sure you know for a fact who was in the right and who was in the wrong. It's not always so obvious. Number 3, I could tell you a story where a taxi driver once asked one of his riders for a loan, and the guy gave him a 700 check loan, and the guy never repaid. So what the rider decided to do was to hire the taxi and not pay him, and find ways to utilize him without paying him. So if we were a bystander watching him, we would think, "Look at him, he's robbing the taxi." Rav Natan Siegel, Hashem should send him a swift recovery. When he was in Yeshiva University, he funded his learning by driving a taxi. So he told us once that he'd end class and run into his taxi and drive off. And he drove a yellow taxi cab in Manhattan. He said the other students came out of class and they said, "Look at Siegel, he just walked off with someone's taxi." So the second detail Chafetz Chaim tells us is you have to know that the person really did something wrong before you act on it. The third detail is that you went over to the person personally and tried to get him to change his ways. You asked him, you said, "So and so, you did this, will you fix what you've done?"
hey, first find out, maybe the person will fix it, maybe they'll try. You know, we once had a student who was harmed by a doctor.
A doctor
did something wrong to him. So the first thing he's supposed to do is go back to the doctor and say, hey, can you fix what you've done? Are you willing to, or pay for someone else to fix it? That's the third detail before we tell something over. The fourth detail is, you can't exaggerate. Very often we want people to believe us, so we say it in a way that's very convincing, but it's not accurate. You have to be very accurate when you tell it over. The fifth is, your intentions have to be for the right purpose in order to do something productive, and not the way we have this sadistic tendency to enjoy saying bad about someone else. You have to do it for the right reasons. One of the challenges in the rabbinate is that people often want you to publicize something that's wrong. And I'm always hesitant to do it, because after everything is said and done, who can say about themselves that they're so pure that they have the right intention when they do it? We all have this part of us that's happy to say bad about someone else. So to be the one to go out and say it, can you really know that you're doing it for the right reasons? Chafetz Chaim says, you better know you're not enjoying it. You're doing it for the right reasons. Not out of hatred, not out of arrogance, but for the sake of heaven. That's very hard. What?
That's right. That's a big deal.
Yeah. It's hard. The sixth detail is, can you accomplish the same thing in a different way? If your goal is to accomplish something, well, can you accomplish it in a different way? The seventh detail is that you shouldn't cause greater harm than the person is owed. Let's say you would take the person to court. You have the same outcome, or are you going to cause him more harm than the courts would have given him? So those are the seven details we will learn about, that you need all seven in order for it to be permissible to tell over something you witnessed personally, when it's necessary, when it is going to help the person who was harmed, or help ensure that others don't learn from their behavior. You need all seven details. That's what we will discuss B'Zachem next week. That's very, very tough. Yes?
Question on the seventh one. In order, basically, even with the permission, even for toilets, the seventh one means that you have to have expert knowledge of Allah, of the Zikr, before you can even think about it, because you'd have to know how much based in would be given.
Sometimes it's obvious that the person will suffer less than based in would give
him. What is that?
If you're not sure, so then you should find out. Even if you don't know, you could ask someone else.
So you'd have to ask someone who's an expert in the Zikr.
Yeah.
By a mistake, based on the start.
You don't always have that option.